copies.
BBC News with Cathy Clugston. The United States Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, has announced plans for another huge spending package to stimulate the American economy, as new figures show it shrank by more than previously thought in the third quarter. The Federal Reserve will buy up to $600 billion of mortgage-related debt to increase the availability of home loans. A further $200 billion will be used to help with loans for small businesses, car buyers and students. The U.S. Treasury Secretary, Henry Paulson, said the package was vital, but warned that a full economic recovery would not come immediately.
It will take time to work through the difficulties in our market and our economy, and new challenges will continue to arise. I and my regulatory colleagues are committed to using all the tools at our disposal to preserve the strength of our financial institutions and stabilize our financial markets to minimize the spillover into the rest of the economy.
It's being reported in Washington that the U.S. Defense Secretary, Robert Gates, has agreed to stay on in his post under President-elect Barack Obama. The Politico News website and ABC News quoted officials in both Democratic and Republican parties. They also said that General James Jones, a former Marine Commandant and commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Europe, will be named as National Security Advisor. Our correspondent in Washington, Jonathan Beale, says there were early indications Barack Obama would ask Robert Gates to stay on.
He said himself that he'd be asking a Republican or maybe more to serve in the administration. Whether Robert Gates actually counts as a Republican is a moot point because he is a registered independent, but certainly somebody who's served not just in this President Bush's administration. He also served under George Bush's father as the head of the CIA. So I think that, you know, he is a respected man. He is well-liked in the Pentagon, and I think the universal belief is that he's done a good job there.
The BBC has uncovered evidence of serious overcrowding and poor living conditions in Iraq's prisons. In one facility in Baghdad, the prisoners said they were rarely let out of their cells. Andrew North reports from inside one of the jails.
In the dim light, it took a while to realise just how many prisoners were inside. Almost 150 inmates were in this one wing, in a space about the size of a school classroom. Iraq's Interior Ministry admits it has a problem, but blames the security situation. Thousands of people have been arrested in the past few years, but months, even years later, many of these people are still waiting to be charged because Iraq's judicial system is too overloaded to cope.
Two American soldiers have been shot dead just west of the city of Mosul in northern Iraq. The U.S. military said they were killed while distributing humanitarian aid near the town of Bajj. The attacker was an Iraqi soldier who escaped after the shooting. World news from the BBC. The Parliament in Jamaica has voted to keep the death penalty as the Caribbean nation struggles to contain one of the world's highest murder rates. Members of Parliament were allowed a free vote on the issue rather than having to vote along party lines. Electra Naismith reports.
The vote follows weeks of passionate debate. Those opposed wanted improvements to Jamaica's heavily criticised police and justice system, while those in favour pointed to the ever-upward rise in violent crime. Jamaica currently has 9 men on death row, but legal challenges have meant it's been 20 years since the last execution. The governing Jamaica Labour Party was elected last year with a call to resume hanging immediately, and with 1,200 murders so far in 2008, there's strong popular support. As one politician said, it's the only way the crime monster can be tamed.
The United Nations Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon has warned Zimbabwe's political parties that the deteriorating humanitarian situation in the country means they cannot afford to fail in their efforts to negotiate a power-sharing deal. He said Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party and the opposition MDC should reach a workable agreement quickly so they can tackle the formidable challenges facing Zimbabwe. Botswana's Foreign Minister, Pando Skelemani, said that holding another presidential election might be the best solution if the parties couldn't agree to a constitutional amendment.
We can't go on like this. If, in fact, they can't agree on this amendment, which is vital, there's no way you can have a government of national unity without this agreement. If they can't, then we might as well pursue the only option that we know of going back to the people.
A referendum has been taking place in Greenland to decide whether the island should seek greater autonomy from Denmark. Correspondents say a yes vote would be a major step towards independence for the Arctic territory, which relies on subsidies from Denmark to sustain its economy.